In the previous episode, we talked about the study of Torah as it is today and the quantum leap it'll take in Meretz Hashem when Mashiach comes. So of what value is the Torah we study today? And does it actually lead us in the direction of Teirasei Shel Mashiach, the Torah we study in the future? The Rebbe once suggested that this could be compared to the Torah that a child studies in grade school, where he receives a chinuch, he's getting educated, so that later when he grows up, and the child is able to study Torah in a truly profound way, it's essentially based on the education he received at a tender age. And the Rebbe said that there's a very interesting example of this, not in the area of Torah study per se, but mitzvahs. There's a pasuk in the prophecies of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 31, verse 20. Hatzivi loch tziyunim. Make sure you mark your way, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Rashi explains it, when you head off into the galut, the exile, make sure you mark the way so you can find your way back. The Metzudas David is even more explicit. He says, Be'eis telchi begoyla, when you go into the galus, hatzivi tziyunim ala derech, leave markers along the way, l'man takir es haderech, so you'll recognize the way home when you come in the future. Rashi incredibly tells us in his commentary on Parshas Ekev, Deuteronomy 11, it's found in Rashi's commentary on verse 18. He says that although the mitzvahs are best performed in the land of Israel, you should place these words to your heart even afterwards. In his verbiage, afla achar shetiglu, even after you go into exile, heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs, you should be marked with mitzvahs. And Rashi says, "Kedei shelayi lechem chadoshim kishetachzeru." When you come home to Eretz Yisrael and you really have to do the mitzvahs, it shouldn't be new to you. You should be familiar. And this is the meaning of atzivi loch tziyunim, mark your way. In other words, the mitzvahs that we perform today pale in comparison with the mitzvahs we'll perform in Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. And yet, the mitzvahs we do today accelerate that process. The Ramban, Nachmanides, in his commentary on Parshas Achrimais, Leviticus 18, verse 25, goes further and he says, here's a metaphor. Imagine there was a couple. They got into a fight. The husband sent his wife away. But she's confident that in the end, they'll be able to repair things. Her confidant and friend said, continue to make sure that you maintain your appearance, because soon you will be reunited with your beloved. The message, Ramban says for us, is that the mitzvahs we do today seem somewhat empty in comparison with the mitzvahs we'll do in the future. But those mitzvahs are the ones that are going to bring Mashiach. And so it is also, the Torah we study today leads us towards Teirasei Shel Mashiach. And who knows, perhaps this is the deeper meaning of the Rebbe's call to us to study about Mashiach. Not only study Torah, but study about Mashiach, because this Torah that we study, especially the Torah we study about Mashiach, accelerates the process and will lead us, in Yirtzeh Hashem, into the quantum leap of Teirasei Shel Mashiach, b'mheira u'b'yameinu, speedily, in our days. Amen.